Matt LePay takes over next. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Ball sure is pretty.
I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mmm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Beautiful fall morning in Madison, Wisconsin. Mid-40s right now. A little sunshine. We'll get into the 50s as we move along today as the Badgers finally back at it, coming off the bye week. A big month of October. Three home games here this month, all starting today as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Wisconsin has won all four meetings all time against one of the newer Big Ten members, the Scarlet Knights. Greg Schiano in his second tour there in his fourth year, and it is an improving team right now. And we'll talk about Rutgers. We'll get you ready for this game, but first let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay at Camp Randall Stadium. Well, Tauscher, a couple weeks ago when we last saw this Wisconsin team, it got off to a good start. We've been talking about it and talking about it. They did it. I just get the sense it's going to be harder today because this Rutgers team is improving, and defensively, they can be pretty stubborn.
Yeah, they can, and I think, you know, you always get what you're, at least from a coaching standpoint, you get what you emphasize. That's the hope. and the Purdue game, which feels like it was about 3 months ago, and you built all that momentum, and now today it's a new year. It's like a reset, and with Rutgers, you know what Greg Schiano is all about. Special teams play. You're going to be physical and don't make mistakes. And, you know, their margin for error, very slim. But Wisconsin, it all comes back to, can you win up front on both sides of the ball? That's what this program's about. And that hasn't changed, even though some of the other things have. So I think it's going to be very interesting to watch today, because I think Rutgers is looking at this and saying, Wisconsin, physical. Rutgers has shown that they're physical. That's what they have put their hat on. So we're going to kind of see where are we at? How are we going to match up physically with this football team? Because Rutgers' way, their path to win today is make a play on special teams and out-physical the Wisconsin Badgers. If they can do that, more power to them.
This was a team that gave Michigan all it wanted for most of three quarters. The Wolverines got a big defensive play, a pick six, to break that game open, but that final score was a touch deceiving. So Badgers trying to go to 2-0 in the Big Ten, 4-1 overall. Less than 1 hour away from our opening kick. We'll talk about the home field advantage, give you a Rutgers scouting report, all that coming up after this break. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fall is definitely here, so here are two quick reminders to keep you driving safely. Tip number one, swap out those old, worn-out wiper blades. With a new pair of blades, you'll see clearly again. Tip number two, inspect your lights. Clean, clear headlights cut through fall's early darkness. Stay safe with new blades and new lights, your autumn essentials. From your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store or by shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping locally.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi friends, it's Stephen Hittner.
And Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 77th Customer Appreciation Sale going on Friday, October 6th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Friday, Martin from Natural Factors will be in, along with Tom Heck with Terry Naturally, answering any questions you may have. Then on Saturday, we'll have Jersey Valley cheese and allied elderberry immune samples.
We'll have all sorts of sales and fun in store for you. 20% off of supplements, 20% off of CBD products, plus 20% off of all essential oils and cosmetics. Please note that all these sales are limited to in-stock items.
And while you're walking around at Family Natural Foods, don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with your purchase. Please join us Friday, October 6th and Saturday, October 7th at Family Natural Foods for our 77th Customer Appreciation Day sale, located at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
We look forward to celebrating with you.
It's the Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at Camp Randall. First visit to the camp for Rutgers since 2018. These teams did meet 2 years ago in Piscataway. The Badgers won going away 52-3. Now time for our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. And Mark, one of the obvious storylines for Wisconsin is moving forward without the services of Ches Malusi with the serious leg injury suffered in the Purdue game. That's obviously a huge hit. You feel terrible for Ches, and knowing this combo of Malusi and Braylon Allen, it's a tough one for everyone. But it's also, you cold hard facts, it's an opportunity for Jackson Aker. And this Verona guy, and the coaches have spoken very highly of him, very physical runner. You see how much of a lift he can give to this backfield now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we saw when Ches went down, the amount of support and just the pain that you saw, you felt it in the building out in Purdue. And now you have to move forward, and that's where I think the bye probably actually gives you a little bit. Okay, how are we going to approach this? And I think that's the big question I have today is you could tell with what Malusi was doing as far as how many reps he was getting and what they were asking him to do out in space. The biggest thing when you're putting a new running back in, coaches are going to look at, can we trust him in pass protection? Every running back can run the football or they wouldn't be a running back. Can you play him? How much is Braylon going to play? Those are all the questions. But for Jackson Aker, it is a great opportunity because I think this is going to be one of those games. Again, I keep talking about who's going to win up front. That's going to be who wins the game. Jackson Aker is going to have to be a part of that. I don't know if that's going to be 8 carries or if it's going to be in that same boat that Ches was at. That's going to be the fun part to kind of see. And it's always great, even though we all are in pain about seeing how that played out. It does give another guy an opportunity, and it'll be fun to watch how Jackson takes advantage of that.
It'll be interesting to see with Tanner Mordecai, who had 14 rushing attempts in the Purdue game. He has rushed for 4 touchdowns, including 2 against the Boilermakers. Is this something that is sustainable, something at or close to that type of workload rushing for the Wisconsin quarterback?
I don't sense that's what they want. But again, sometimes, what's the old saying? Necessity is the mother of invention or something of that nature. I really felt like in the Purdue game he needed to do a lot of that. And my only thing, and I'm sure, you know, Longo and all the coaches are saying, all right, that's great. You get out of the pocket. Instead of getting 9, take 7.5 and slide.
Yeah.
Take those hits off because there were some points where he was taking some unnecessary hits because you can tell everything that this offense does is going to be through Mordecai. He needs to be out there, and you have to make sure you're being smart. But I don't want to take that away. And with what this offense asks for, if ends crash and come down on Braylon or Jackson or whoever's running the football, you have to pull and you have to go get 5 or 6 yards. So I would say, yeah, it's going to be a part of the program moving forward. I think everybody just hopes that Tanner's a little bit more cautious when contact is coming.
I just get the impression, talking to the coaches, they love his toughness. They love the fact he doesn't want to, but they wish he would. It's like, you can get to the chalk, get out of bounds.
No,
you can slide, go slide.
Yeah, everybody, you know, everybody loves it. And, you know, I think quarterbacks, they enjoy showing their toughness until they can't be out there. And,
yes,
you know, the biggest thing when you have a quarterback you feel really good about, what that brings to a locker room, you want that toughness, you want all that physicality, but the biggest thing, I want him out there on the field. That's the balancing act he's got to go.
That's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shot the pig. Brief scouting report on Rutgers, a team that can run it well. Kyle Manungai, their featured running back, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. He's put up a couple of big games already this season against Temple and Virginia Tech. A couple of others rotate in, Samuel Brown and Aaron Young. Gavin Wimsett is the quarterback. He started 6 games last year, and was in four games 2 years ago. The statistics are not particularly gaudy, but he's been efficient enough. 54% completions. He's thrown one touchdown pass in each of the first 5 games, but a dual threat guy. So, you know, we talk about Mordecai and his ability to run it, which has maybe surprised some people. Wimsett, I think, with this RPO, and then Kirk Shiraka is the coordinator. Badger fans may remember that name a couple of years back at Minnesota. Is going to be a pretty good test for this Wisconsin defense.
Yeah, that's always, I think, when you're talking about defensive coordinators and trying to figure out your game plan to stop a team. At running quarterback always adds another layer, and there's nothing more demoralizing to a defense than making a couple of great plays, setting up third and longs, good coverage in the back end, and you give up a quarterback run for a first down. You can just feel the air fall out. So that, to me, is always, whenever you have a dual threat quarterback, the RPO game, everybody's dialed into that. Now you know what you need to do to stop it. It's stopping them from extending third downs, where it's third and 6+, and they get out of that pocket. That's the key. When he gets out of that pocket, you need, just like we were talking about Tanner getting down, you have to make these quarterbacks pay and make them think before they leave that pocket. Do I want Chaney coming at me? Do I want these linebackers coming full tilt? That's that balancing act that you're looking for.
Defensively, Rutgers allows 98.5 rushing yards per game, so this will be a good test for Wisconsin and its ability to run the ball. Aaron Lewis, considered one of the better defensive linemen, maybe the best that Rutgers has, and one of the better ones in the Big Ten. He's a junior out of Williamstown, New Jersey, 3 sacks already. Talking with Badgers running backs coach Devin Spaulding this week, he's really been impressed with that front, and in particular the linebackers, Tyreen Powell, Deion Jennings, and Mohamed Turek. Ray. A term you hear a lot in football is salty, and that's what Devin Spaulding uses to describe this Rutgers defense. It has been pretty good so far.
Yeah, and that's no surprise for any of us that know what Greg Schiano's about and what he is. Tough, physical. It's these same things that you want being said about your program here at Wisconsin, is that they're tough, physical, salty, not giving in to anything, make you earn every inch, every blade of grass, every spit of turf. So that's going to be the battle line. And what I've noticed in watching some film, when you get into those third down, what I'm going to be looking for a lot today is, can we pass off the stunt games? Because I'll explain mug linebackers and split mugs and
yes,
mug linebackers and what they're trying to do. What they want to do is cause confusion and pick people off so that empty, that guys can come unabated to the quarterback. That's what they are trying to do. And what we saw with Jimmy Leonard, how he was able to scheme some things up, Greg Schiano, that's an NFL thing, and it's very tough for offensive lines. The O-line for the Wisconsin Badgers today is going to be challenged if they are in a bunch of 3rd and 5+.
We're going to get some terminology 101 from you today.
You know I love breaking down split mug and cross dog and every other type of blitz.
There we go. We're going to get a lesson here today. Badgers and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights at Camp Randall Stadium. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. We'll visit with Badger safety Hunter Wohler in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our player profile. And this week we hear from Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, the junior from Muskego. Leads this Wisconsin team in tackles, 41 already this year. He had 7 stops at Purdue, a couple of interceptions. As a quarterback sack, he has done a little bit of everything, actually more than a little bit of everything so far for this Wisconsin defense. And you know, a lot of folks wondering if as this program transitions from the previous staff to this group led by Luke Fickell and defensively coordinator Mike Tressel, some of the differences in the defensive structure now as opposed to under Jim Leonard. We visited with Hunter Wohler about that and other topics.
The obvious is, you know, we have the dollar package, and so you have a lot more DBs on the field. And, you know, it for myself personally, it gets me closer to the ball. Gives me opportunities to fit in the run and play in the pass, and you know, it's a lot of fun. It's just an opportunity to learn and grow, and you know, grow your overall awareness and knowledge of the game.
Yeah, you certainly don't shy away from contact. I mean, just being physical, being up at linebacker depth or whatever. I get the sense watching you, it's right in your wheelhouse. I mean, you enjoy that part of your responsibility?
No, I love that part of it. You know, it's. That's what makes football so special, and that's what makes me love this game so much is the physicality of it. And you know, you can't take plays off, and you can't relax, and, you know, there's no room to be soft on the field. So, you know, that's one of the parts I enjoy about the position that they have me playing, and just the game in general is the physicality and the, you know, the – you know, want to hurt someone in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not personal, but it's, It's just part of the game.
You want them to feel it, right? They want to know, like, who's this guy, 24? And they try to avoid him?
Yes, sir.
That's the nature of the beast. But college football, to me, is so fascinating for a lot of reasons, too. I mean, you guys, there's all the talk about the air raid here at Wisconsin. You go through a stretch of your schedule, that's all you're facing, right? And then, you know, Illinois will play a certain way, Iowa plays a certain way, but does it get, I mean, after a while, I mean, you have 4 or 5 wide receivers all the time. Give us an idea in your world, the challenge of facing that type of an up-tempo, throw-it-around kind of offense for as many weeks in a row as you guys have.
Yeah, it's been very different than what we're used to. You know, playing in the Big Ten, generally, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of big bodies, tight ends on the field, run the ball, throw it, you know, not as much. And to come out this season and play 3 straight, you know, more pass-heavy teams, and then we go play Purdue, and their new system is a lot of passing as well. So it's very different. And it's been very helpful all offseason going against our offense, because some of the stuff that we see each Saturday is what we saw all year long in practice. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been a great opportunity to learn and grow and, you know, become better at parts of the game that you didn't know you struggled at. And so now it's, you know, another week to go and showcase how we can play against that type of an offense.
I would kick myself if I didn't ask you. I know others have, but for this platform, you high point. You had the 2 interceptions against Georgia Southern. The second one, high point. How many times? You have to let yourself look at that a few times, don't you? That was a heck of a play that you made in the end zone there.
I mean, yeah, you look at it once or twice. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. You know, I guess there's not really a whole lot else to say. You know, it was a good play, and, you know, on to next week.
See, I'd have been bragging about it for life. I mean, that was the timing of it and getting up in the air like that. I guess that's what separates you from a lot of guys, though. You expect to be able to make those kind of plays, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why you practice. That's why you play the game at a fast level, and because you do expect to make those plays, and you expect the guys around you to make those plays. We make them in practice every day, and when it comes to the games, it's, you know, why change anything? Why do anything different? And go out and play the way that you know how.
Give us an idea, yourself, others who've been around here a little bit. I mean, you know, the offense has changed quite a bit. Defense has been really good for a long time. And while structurally there could be some differences, just in your own words, the pride that you guys have on the defensive side of the ball to be as good as you have been for as long as you have been here.
That's a huge, huge thing that you know, Wisconsin has hung their hat on a long time is the physicality and, you know, just the strength of the defense year in and year out. And this year we've been good. We've been decent, but there's a lot of room for growth. You know, you look at – you ask the guys on the defense in the locker room, like, are we, you know, happy with the way we played the first 3 games? And it's – you're going to get a no from everyone. There's a lot to work on. And in order to live up to the standards that we have to ourselves, we're going to have to play better. We're going to have to execute our assignments better. And we do those things, you know, we will be a really, really good defense.
That's Badger safety Hunter Waller. You buying that? He only looked at that high play, that big interception a couple times?
No, I'm not buying that, but I love the answer because you basically are saying, tell us how great you are.
Yes.
And Hunter, again, that's I think players are always, they're going to tell you the right thing. Yeah, of course you go back and watch the highlight film. But what I love about Hunter is you just see him, and he's not a one-trick pony. He does everything. And you can tell he's got that humble attitude of, I just want to get better. The defense as a group, leadership-wise, I have been thoroughly impressed with everything that Hunter Waller's been doing.
Yeah, a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun to talk to as well. That is bad.
What would you have done if you'd have said, yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it, Matt?
Because I've had that answer before when I've asked people that question. Oh, I've watched it 100 times.
Oh, man, yeah. Am I good?
Oh, yeah.
How good am I?
Oh, I have gotten those kind of answers in the past, but he wouldn't take the bait. Good for him. We'll take a break. Coming up next, our Badger notebook with Patrick Herb. We'll let Patrick brag on himself.
Patrick will tell you how great he is.
Exactly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FSC.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 53, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows level off around 38, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Hurd. Well, Patrick, the future Big Ten schedule has come out for the next 5 years, starting in, obviously next fall with the expansion with USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington coming in. From a fan's perspective, sure is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if the coaching staff wants to peek at it yet, because it looks challenging is what it does. But yeah, it came out Thursday, and it announces kind of a new era of the Big Ten with the league expanding to 18 teams. The divisions will go away starting next year in 2024. and we'll see some new opponents, obviously, and go coast to coast. So let's look a little bit about it. Let's talk through some of the scheduling announcements that came out. So Wisconsin will take on two incoming programs next year. The Oregon Ducks come here to Camp Randall, and the Badgers will travel to LA to play at USC. Mind you, we don't have dates for any of the next 5 years yet. We should get next year's dates later this month. That's kind of what we've been told, that they're going to do that on an annual basis around this time, come out with the dates for next season. But so far, we just have the opponents to talk about. Wisconsin will have matchups with both Iowa and Minnesota every year. Those are the Badgers' two protected rivals. So I like that as a kind of historian, traditionalist. I like that you keep some of those protected games. The biggest takeaway, though, maybe overall for me, is that big-time games will be coming to Camp Randall, and it'll be multiple every year. Here's some of the highlights from my lens. Next year, we get Alabama. Clearly not a Big Ten game, but whoa, that's awesome. Alabama, Oregon, and Penn State coming to Camp Randall, in addition to all the others. 2025, Ohio State comes back. Obviously, they're here in a few weeks. They come back along with Washington, new Big Ten member. In 2026, Wisconsin gets USC here for the first time, in addition to Michigan State. Oh, and there's a game against Notre Dame in Lambeau Field. Not a home game for the Badgers, but something tells me there's going to be a lot of red there for that one. 2027, UCLA comes here for the first time, along with Penn State. 2028, Michigan, Oregon, and Utah comes here, another top 10 team. So tough, but pretty exciting if you're a fan or if you're, you know, a broadcaster like us that just gets to cheer on and watch the teams vicariously.
Yeah, no, it is. And there are definite split there because we're excited about it. I think coaches, a lot of sleepless nights, more sleepless nights ahead all around the league. It's going to be something that will be very, very interesting to watch in the coming years. Let's get to this year, this Wisconsin defense right now. I know a lot of yards are being run up against it, but the defense has allowed 18 points per game. Remember, Washington State had a strip sack that resulted in a touchdown. So the bottom line maybe isn't as bad as some people might think because of the yards allowed. Do a deeper dive. Stop rate here so far.
Yeah, you just had Hunter Wohler on, and he talked about if anybody on the defense, if they're happy with how they've played, and he would say no. But again, to contradict Hunter, I know I'm glad he's not satisfied, but there are some stats that show that this defense, it's not as if they've lost their swagger. So I like to look at stop rate as a way to take some of the tempo out of the equation. And in its simplest terms, stop rate is the percentage of the defense's drives that end in punts, turnovers, or turnovers on downs. So by all accounts, a successful ending for a defense. I think it's a pretty simple metric, but let's look at it because I think it's an indicator of success as well. If you consider the last 2 years of the CFP qualifiers, the four teams that made it, you find them all at the top of the defensive stop rate pretty much. Last year, three of the four were in the top 10. Michigan was number 3, Georgia 8, Ohio State 10. TCU was the outlier. They were 70th, but they were going to beat you 55-52, or at least try. The year before, Georgia was number 1, Michigan 8, Cincinnati 9, the Fickell's team, and Alabama 19. Okay, so I think it's a good indicator of success. Here's where this matchup falls under that radar. Rutgers is 11th. In the country in stop rate. Wisconsin is 20th. So if you want to measure it, these are two top 20 defenses facing off against each other. The numbers behind it, Rutgers has had 42 drives against them. Wisconsin has seen 49 drives against them. Rutgers is stopping 79% of those drives. Badgers 76. They're allowing 1.3 points per game and 1.5 per drive. 1.3 and 1.5, the two teams. So pretty good. If you want to look at last year by comparison, big improvement for Rutgers. They were 68th in the NCAA in stop rate last year, stopping just 64%. The Badgers, 18th. So that great defense, similar to what we are now. 18th in the NCAA, stopping 72%. Again, this year, it's about 76%.
About a minute left in this segment. A big plus for Wisconsin in the Purdue game was the third down conversion rate. And we're not talking about a truckload of third and shorts here either, but they were able to move the chain, and that was a big part of the great start that they had.
Yeah, and going into that game, third down conversion rate was a little bit of an issue. The Badgers were just 35% on the season. They didn't hit that 50% mark in any of the first three games. That changed. They went 12 of 18. On third downs, Purdue, really good metrics around. But one of the ways that it broke down is that the Badgers got to third and short over and over and over again. They were stopped twice on third and goal. Those they don't want to see. But if they were third and less than nine, they went 11 for 13 with those only two misses coming at the goal line. So when this offense, when this Phil Longo offense can be not have to be predictable, where they can run or pass on those third and shorts, they become really dangerous. And they were able to vary it in those 11 third and shorts that they converted. Seven were runs, four were passes. Keep you guessing. Convert, move the chains.
Yeah, balance. They talk about that, and they certainly achieved that in the game against Purdue. That is Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. Our pregame conversation with Luke Fickle is coming up, brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, joined by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Let's just recap the bye. I think you mentioned earlier in the week, Coach, this is a great chance to just focus on Wisconsin, which you guys do anyway, but to give you a few extra days to do just that, if it's self-scouting, looking back at the first four, great opportunity to get some things fixed or whatever you needed to do moving forward.
There's no doubt. I mean, I think obviously only four games in doesn't give you as much of a self-scout, but there's a lot of things, I think, especially in the first year that, you know, we feel like we got to get a lot better at. And so the bye week was really good at that. Spent three good days of good hard practices working on ourselves. Had a fourth day where it was a little bit more of a run through, just making sure we're kind of fine tuning some things moving into this week.
And specifically without Chez now, if it's Jackson Aker, Cade Iacomelli, that group, just being able to get those guys incorporated a little bit more in the rotation.
Yeah, it's just getting comfortable. You know, those guys have done a really good job all through fall camp, but just getting comfortable. They haven't always run with the ones. And so there's going to be a lot of situations where they're going to be in there with the ones. And you know, so that whole mix of whether it's one back, two backs, or it's a quarterback, there's a lot of things, both offense and defense, that this week was good for us to work guys in to get familiar.
I want to talk about your defense here, because this is I know Rutgers is pretty good on the defensive side, but offensively a really hard-nosed running back and Kyle Manungai and a dual-threat quarterback. This is looks like an improving program, doesn't it?
Yeah, you can definitely tell where they're headed. They are what their coach wants them to be, and I think they're playing to their strengths. I think that's what is so unique. They're going to do a lot of things today that they do really well, and that's running the football, that's being physical, that's trying to own the line of scrimmage, a lot of the same things that we want to pride ourselves in. But I think that's what we're going to see, and they'll be able to mix it up because the quarterback is a young guy that you can see is really kind of growing in the offense.
And some pretty gifted receivers, including a Division II transfer, number 9, this kid, Jackson, seems like somebody who could be really dangerous, right?
Yeah. You definitely see them in some special team situations. They definitely put their guys in position, use their talents well, whether it's the physical running back, the quarterback, but also the wide receivers that might not have the numbers that a lot of people would expect or see around the country, but the possibility of making big plays, they've done a really good job of getting guys that can do that.
I know with your guys defensively, there's always things that you want to get better at, but it seems like you have gotten better at being opportunistic, getting turnovers. You like where a lot of this is trending with your group right now?
Yeah, I think from week one to week four, I think we've definitely have capitalized on a lot of the things we didn't capitalize early on in the first couple games. But there were still a lot of adjustments that we had to be able to make and playing true game ball. You know, I mean, I think that in the first 3 weeks, we learned a lot more about ourselves. And, you know, and we'll continue to do that through the, you know, I would say at least 6-7 games. You know, that's why you got to continue to be able to evolve throughout a season. And, you know, no matter what, you got to be able to play your best ball at the end of the year. And that does have to do with consistency, but also getting the right players on the field and doing what they can do.
I know you mentioned in your news conference on Monday, this is the big push now. Everything in your world is one day at a time, be better than you were yesterday, so on and so forth. But eight of them, and hopefully more, but let's just we'll focus on the eight. Big emphasis right now, the big push here for these next couple months.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we got to really do well. You know, it's from taking care of our bodies to continue to grow. We're not going to change. We're going to come out here and work. We're going to work on Tuesday, and we're going to work hard on Wednesday. We're going to have those kind of physical practices, and you know that's the only way I believe to get better. But we've got to be able to take care of ourselves, and we understand it's 8 grueling weeks where it's going to be physical football and Big Ten style ball, and the weather will change and all different kinds of things. But I guess this is what we've prepared for all winter, and you know all this through the fall camp and things like that, and it's time.
All right, this Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. More to come in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the Children's Hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Vaughn, Wisconsin. The fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket, down he goes, inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Checking out other Big Ten games on the schedule. The other early window game is in Columbus. Ohio State's in the home field, taking on the Maryland Terrapins. Battle of unbeatens in Columbus today. A Northwestern out of conference at home against Howard. Two other Big Ten games later. The 2:30 start in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes will be here at Camp Randall next Saturday. They're at Kinnick Stadium today, taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. And tonight, up in Minneapolis, Minnesota will host second-ranked Michigan. One conference game last night. Nebraska gets a road win in Champaign against the Illinois Fighting Illini 20-7. Other national games of interest at 11 a.m. kick, the annual Red River rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma. That is a battle of teams both 5-0. LSU is at Missouri in a top 25 game. Another game of some interest, I think, around here, Washington State ranked 13th this week. Jake Dickard's team 4-0, playing 3-1 UCLA. That game will kick off at 2 o'clock Central Time. Let's check the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Of course, the Badgers without Ches Belusi today, and they will be without him for the foreseeable future after the leg injury against Purdue in the last game more than 2 weeks ago. Listed as questionable, kicker Jack Van Dyke, he has been their kickoff specialist. Riley Nowakowski working his way back from injury, and Isaiah Mullins. Nowakowski a tight end, Mullins in that defensive line, still trying to work himself back, but they are all listed as questionable today, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now let's take a look at the U.S. Bank starting lineups. You can bank on us, U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Rutgers defense, Up front, the tackles are Mayan Ahanotu. He's a senior out of Tampa, Florida. His father, Chidi, was a 12-year NFL vet, mostly with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if that last name rings a bell. Isaiah Eiten is the other defensive tackle, the 290-pound senior out of Houston, Texas. The ends are Wesley Bailey, a junior from Ottawa, Ontario, and probably their best D-lineman, Aaron Lewis, 6'5", 260, a junior out of Williamstown, New Jersey. They'll rotate probably at least eight, if not nine, defensive linemen, but Aaron Lewis is a player, where's number 71, a player the Badgers will be focused on certainly today. The linebacking core, Tyreen Powell, a junior out of Vineland, New Jersey, Deion Jennings, and Mohamed Ture. It's a very good group of linebackers that Rutgers has. In the secondary, on the corners are Robert Longerbeam. He has one interception, one sack so far this year. Max Melton is on the other side. He was honorable mention all Big Ten last year, a junior out of Mays Landing, New Jersey. And the safeties are Shaquan Loyal, 6 feet 205, a junior from Newark, New Jersey, and Flip Dixon, 6'2", 210. He is a junior from Statesboro, Georgia. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, the offensive line left to right across the front, Jack Nelson, Joe Huber, Tanner Bordellini, Michael Fertney, and Riley Molman. Hayden Rucci, the tight end, the senior out of Lititz, Pennsylvania. Tucker Ashcraft rotating in there as well. The wideouts are Chimre Dike, the senior from Waukesha, averaging nearly 21 yards per reception. Bryson Green on the other side, 6'1", 215, a junior out of Allen, Texas. And the slot receiver is Will Pauling, the redshirt sophomore from Chicago. Braylon Allen, the running back. Tanner Mordecai is your quarterback. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
For seven generations, our sausage recipe has remained the same. We haven't wavered. We have not compromised. You can see it in our labels, smell it as you cook it, and taste it in every bite. It's our family tradition to never settle for less, and neither should you. Breakfast better with Jones.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route.
Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your home for Wisconsin football on Target.
There's a lot of deep roots here.
Another turnover forced by the Wisconsin defense.
On our game.
The culture is incredibly strong.
Loader intercepted. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
On the rise.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Hello. That's how you start your final home game of the year.
On the verge.
We got one objective and one goal, and it's to play for a championship.
On Wisconsin, it's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. BuildingWisconsinTogether.com.